I'm from Peru, so I was born in Lima, but all of my grandparents are Japanese. I've been since August 2011. That's when I started, but I went to an American school back home, so I've been like learning English since I was like 5. Technically, you have 60 days after graduation to apply for OPT, which is the extension of the visa for a year. So technically, and then after those 60 days, you can have 90 days of unemployment. The thing is, like, it depends on when you apply for OPT. So whatever date it says your OPT starts, you have 90 days after that to find a job. But I actually burned through my first 60 days in Ohio, just like applying to jobs, and I couldn't really find anything over there. So yeah, so I just decided to like come here to New York, and luckily the things worked out. So like coming here to New York was like a last resort for me, because I felt that by coming here there would be a lot more opportunity, but it was also like a high risk, high reward kind of situation, because like I only had like 30 days and like had no plans. So it never ends really for us students or for us international people. So right now I'm like gonna apply to the O visa, the artist visa. I'm not gonna, well, I'd have to apply before my student visa ends. There's two visas that you can get after the student visa, technically. The work visa, which is the H-1B, and then the artist visa, which is the O-1, I think. The thing is that, like, I can't go through the graphic design company I'm working for right now, because it's not my major, because I'm like a media production major, and they're a graphic design company, so I technically can't go under them. So I have to find another job that could actually potentially employ me. Also, the work visa is like a lot harder to get to, because for example, if I wanted to apply for the H-1B, I would have to submit all my papers, and which entails also a company that would sponsor my visa, like April 1st. So technically also, or if you get a job or like your OPT extension in May, then you have like almost a year for you to find a different job to apply for the H-1B, which is the work visa. Because I got a job by like January, I only have like 4 months, so I can't really prove to my employer too that like, so it would be a lot better if the days were more flexible, you know, and like H-1B will be more, you know, like instead of just once a year, it will be like twice a year. But it's also because like anyone can apply to the H-1B visa, you know what I mean? Not just like the students. So like I was researching, and like out of, they only give 65,000 H-1B visas a year, and 130,000 people apply. And also, out of those 65,000, I think 25,000 are reserved for master degree students. So it's very complicated. I think there's a lot of competition to get. Like really, whenever I was thinking that like I wouldn't find a job and I would have to go back home to Peru, I was like, man, like I live in the United States for like 4 or 5 years, and now I have to go back home and find a job where I don't really know anyone. So it's like I invested so much time here for me to go back home. It's like it doesn't make sense.